Hello, my beautiful beanies, and welcome to The Bean for Thursday. First of yesterday's news, I am Glenn ZB. We're looking back at Wednesday, and it's cricket season. Not the sport, the insect. Makeup at school. Instead of banning it, we're teaching kids how to put it on. I know, I don't know what's happening, but at least National will be there to fight over their leadership. Here's Judith Collins. She seems to be one of the leading leader contenders.
What support have you got? How many? What do you have to get? 29 votes, is that right, in caucus?
I think the general idea is that you'll try and get everyone. Look, it's still quite early days. The vote is in about 2 weeks' time. And I think it's going to be a good competition with quite a few. There may even be more people putting their hands up, so we'll see.
Mm. How does this work? You have lots of barbecues, meetings behind closed doors. How do you get the votes? You
know, well, people, I think, will be taking some soundings from their electorates. They'll be listening to people, because ultimately it's not really about a popularity contest. It's got to really be about who's going to deliver them back into government. And certainly, you know, my view is this is not a time for fluffing around or anything, or deciding that, you know, I like someone better than someone else or whatever. It's got to be about what's important, and what's really important is bringing back a National-led government.
And what do you think your point of difference will be compared to the others?
Well, I think I've got a couple of points of difference. And one is that I am a very decisive and strong leader. But the other point is that I've had 6 years in opposition before coming into government, and it's at that stage that I really honed my skills. And even my worst detractors, Larry, and I know it's hard to believe, but there are some, would not say that I was anything other than an extremely effective opposition MP. And I think what we do need to, we need a balance of experience as well as youth and experience. And enthusiasm, but actually I've got experience and I've got enthusiasm, and I really love a good fight.
Yeah, I don't know that if I don't really know that I'm keen on voting for somebody who wants to fight with people. Am I just a pussy? Is it that's not an appealing feature to me? Somebody who likes to fight. Anyway. I wonder if Kate Hawkesby feels the same as me. Could happen.
Her bulldog style is of a time gone by, surely. Nikki Kaye, young, check. Female, check. Fresh, check. Simon Bridges, young, check. See what we're doing here? Look at the way we're reasoning a new leader. Look at what the speculators are presenting as criteria. We're talking style over substance. Why? Well, because that's the way politics has gone. It's an international trend we are not immune to. Current PM, case in point, image is everything. Just ask Trump. And with a party like Nationals, steeped in experience and old guard players, any leader will be well supported by strong pillars of institutional knowledge. So the leader itself these days seemingly needs to be less experienced political juggernaut and more mainstream consumable broad-based appeal mouthpiece. Jacinda is proving this daily. So will they choose a placeholder or the real deal that will go all the way to the next election? Will the choice be made based on National sticking to its knitting and playing to its base? Or will it be based on wanting someone who can go up against Jacinda? Will they go old school or fresh face? We wait and we watch.
Well, why wait and why watch when surely we can just ask Layton Smith and he will tell us? Surely he can pick it, can he?
After the announcement was made by Bill English, the emails started coming in. I've got to say that they were decidedly in favour of Judith Collins. Now, that just may reflect, I don't know, the people that listen to me or listen to this program or this station or whatever, I don't know. But they were decidedly in favour of Judith Collins. Here's one, for example. Bridges, no, definitely. Same for Nikki Kaye. Only option is Judith Collins. My opinion, for what it's worth, says Anne. Judith Collins, most definitely for leader, for all the reasons Barry Soper just said. And so they go on. I've got lots. There were a couple of variations, but mainly her. Now, the only other person that I feel is appropriate to consider, this is personal, And we are all entitled to personal opinions. The only other person is Mr. Joyce, Stephen Joyce. Now, you might put up opposition to that comment. A lot of people think that he's divisive. Well, so is Judith Collins. A lot of people think that he doesn't have appeal. I think that what National needs is what both of those people can provide, and that is determination, information, knowledge, decidability, if you understand what I mean by that, the ability to run things and the background knowledge to do so. And I think both of them have it. As far as anybody's got it in the National Party.
So there you go. Leighton not keen on all those young guns, by the sounds of things. Wants slightly more experienced hands to steady the ship. Oh, we'll see what happens. Meanwhile, it's this time of year where the crickets start coming in.
Roberts, Marcus, got it. Oh.
Marcus.
I can hear them.
Oh, hang on, I'll put the phone down. Listen to this. Bad enough?
Where are you?
Minyariwa.
And they've started early?
Oh, they've been going for ages.
Really? And you've got the phone down to cracks in the lawn?
No, it's about just standing there holding it out. I'm standing up.
Gee, that's deafening. How long's that been going for? 2 weeks?
Oh, easy couple of weeks, yeah.
And you can see them. There's like buckets of them crawling out of cracks.
I wouldn't say there've been too many cracks around at the moment with all the rain we've had.
Yeah.
But there's heaps of them around, all right.
Okay, so I can hear the noise, but can you see them at the same time also?
Oh, the old lawn's pretty long, but if you looked around long enough, you'd see them, all right. There's probably about 50 in my back lawn, as there is.
Are the cicadas going as well?
Yep. Cicadas. Well, they've just about stopped now.
Okay.
No, I can hear a few cicadas, but it's a really good sign for the bird season, because the pheasants and the ducks and all those just love them, mate. They'll be feeding up big time.
I can hear it really loud. Rob, thanks for coming. I never thought we'd get calls on crickets. We've got it already. We didn't need Andre with no cell phone. We've got Rob.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of crickets. One of my kids is absolutely terrified of them. I think she just doesn't like the way they sort of bounce about the place, because they do sort of pop out at you. And they sort of look nastier than they look like they could. They have that weird thing on the back that looks like it's going to sting you, but of course it won't. And they don't bite or anything. They just hop around. She's grossed out when I pick one up. But I don't like them because one of the worst nights I ever had, I was staying in my mother-in-law's thatch, and there was a cricket in the kitchen, and it wouldn't shut up, and we couldn't find it, and we spent all night looking for it. Because it's fine if it's just a regular, you know, chirp, chirp, chirp noise, but if it's only happening sporadically, it just makes you want to kill. Anyway, let's finish up here with the school that's decided not to teach kids how to put makeup on. I don't know what's happening.
So Evans Bay Intermediate wanted to do makeup classes for 12-year-olds, and then parents complained and they withdrew them.
Yeah, it's a bit ridiculous. Like, makeup artistry is a legit industry, so these kids could want to go on and do it as a job. So learning young is good. They can learn to do makeup for themselves, take it further, do a course, and learn how to become a makeup artist. They can move into special effects and work on movies and shows and stuff, working with celebrities, and it's big money and it's a big industry. So I think it's a positive thing. I don't know why parents are complaining.
They're complaining that it's an outdated concept that sends the wrong messages to young girls, that says that you have to be sexually available to actually get a job and that makeup is part of it.
I'm calling BS on that. Absolutely. I have a diploma in makeup myself. I don't work in the field, but I do have the diploma. I love doing makeup. I do it for fun. I do it to make myself feel good. I don't do it for a reaction from males or anything. I don't, you know, it's ridiculous.
Surely it's unnecessary. I mean, do it if you want, but surely it's also very expensive. You know, men don't have to worry about these sorts of costs, and women feel that they do.
it can be very expensive depending on brands and stuff. Like, good quality makeup costs good money, especially in New Zealand. New Zealand is a huge rip-off for makeup, so it's very costly in New Zealand. But when it comes to, like, bridal makeup and stuff, there's a lot of people getting married. Brides want to look good. They need makeup artists. Yeah. We need the industry.
I get this, Casey. Okay.
My issue on the makeup scenario is that it means that nobody's ever ready on time. I don't know if this is... Obviously, I have a limited understanding about these things, but... I seem to spend a lot of time waiting for people to finish putting their makeup on before we can go anywhere. And I'm not quite sure. Maybe if schools did teach it, could they teach it more time efficiently? Combine a makeup class with a time management class so we can actually just leave the house. That's all I want to happen. I am Glenn Zeb. I don't understand why you need to put makeup on, for example, to go... and deliver your flyers, right? But you know, I'm sure you do. I just don't understand why. Maybe I need to go to a course. I am Glenn ZB. That has been News Talk ZB for Thursday. I'll see you back here again tomorrow.